Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division, and she talks with us on the line today. Betty, thank you very much for joining us. Initial reports with the air quality monitors that were installed in the beginning of the school year have been observed. Please, comments on the initial observations.
Well, it started off, communicating with our students and our families that we were going to be doing this in every school. So, you know, a heads up that we did have the vape monitors. Over the course of, say, the first month and a half or so, we did have it being tested in our schools by our students and being dealt with by our administration. This past month, December, probably was the lowest detectors going off in our schools, which leads us to believe that students are quite aware. We did have some students try to tamper with it and test it out and, you know, do the normal things that teenagers would like to do so that they wouldn't get caught. However, you know, right now we feel that we are curbing vaping in our schools. We're not dealing with the epidemic and you know, that we know students, where students are right now with vaping, but we are doing some education as well and, you know, speaking to our Minister of Addictions and Mental Health, you know, about the fact what kind of campaign is going on in our province around, you know, flavored vapes and around vaping in general. So we're hoping to expand this a bit more for the preventative piece. Now we're just ensuring that vaping is not going on in our buildings and should not be going on in our buildings.
That's actually a good point you bring up, and that was actually my next question here, Betty. How much has this pilot program made everybody take notice? And we're talking everybody here, from students to administration to the division to, as you mentioned, even the minister, noticing that this is a possible concern.
Yeah, and we were fortunate enough yesterday in our regular board meeting to have our Minister of Addictions, Dan Williams, with us, and he said, you know, he's aware of this, and there are some things that hopefully we will be able to do as a school division going down the line on campaigning, you know, about the harmful effects of vaping.
And this pilot project, if I'm not mistaken, and according to the notes of the board meeting yesterday, that other divisions, especially here in the Peace region, are taking notice. How much easier is it for you guys to provide feedback now that this pilot project is well underway?
We have heard from many school divisions across the province and many school divisions across the country. Ontario, Nova Scotia, they've all reached out to us to talk about, you know, the product itself, how they were installed, what feedback are we getting. So we know that, you know, our schools are very concerned about this activity happening. You know, if you recall years ago when the big anti-smoking campaign came out, you know, there were labels placed on, you know, cigarette packs. There were, you know, Alberta Health Services did presentations in schools showing lungs that had, you know, were cancerous and lungs that were lungs that of a smoker compared to lungs of a non-smoker. Like, are we going to wait until we have that kind of data to tell us that vaping is just as harmful as smoking? Like, we need to get rid of flavored vapes. We need to make sure that there is a deterrent to vaping, you know, whether it's labeling or advertisements or whatever it is that we need to do, similar to what we did to the anti-smoking campaign.
With this being with this program being underway, how much easier does it make maybe the health classes or the choice classes? How much does this make things easier in saying, hey, we can talk about this?
You know, we've always talked about it. You know, it's always been a part of the health class, you know, when you talk about substances that are harmful. So, you know, vaping now is becoming more in the forefront because, you know, in 2018 when this was legalized, vaping was considered and communicated out there that it was a replacement for smoking. And, you know, there was never any information or anything indicating that it could be harmful. It was a replacement for smoking. It was better for you than smoking. You know, now we're finding out that, you know, these vapes contain nicotine, that they are harmful to your lungs. And, you know, we need to start that campaign right now and reverse the first communication about vaping. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it's in the forefront of our staff's mind, that it is being reinforced in the classroom, that they are bringing in presentations. I'm quite aware of that, you know, and vaping is being included in those substances like, you know, smoking.
Now that this project is underway and you've got a couple of months under the division's belt, as it were, what are the immediate next steps in this project as we head towards the spring?
We continue it. Like, there is no intent in our division to remove those vape detectors. We are hoping that, you know, it will continue to curb the vaping that takes place in our school. We've already heard from students who do not vape that they are more comfortable now going into the washrooms in their schools and change rooms. So that was the ultimate reason why we put them in, was, you know, the majority of our students who are not vapers, they were saying we're not comfortable going in our washrooms. Well, now they're telling us they're more comfortable going into the washrooms, knowing that those vape detectors are in there and that the vaping is curbed by students who do vape.
Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Betty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.